I'd never heard this, and it's a brilliant observation, and it's an important observation. It's this. Even when she is called upon to intercede, and even when she actually does intercede, and popes give her credit, and they declare her Our Lady of Victory, or whatever it is that she is declared, there is always the presence and the acknowledgement that all she did was clear the way and assist in interceding to the throne of the Son or the Father, that they did all the heavy lifting, that, you know, she always does this as the servant of, as the mother of Jesus, of course, but she always does it and never forgets her role. I never heard anyone say that before. I've never seen it written, and I never heard anyone say it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but
mm-hmm.
It's a good point.
Yeah, well, and that I think that's one of the things that we lose largely. We think about Mary sort of as a satellite that's separate from the Trinity, when in fact her will is so closely united to that of the Trinity that there's really no way to parse them apart because she's so given over to their will. So it makes perfect sense that Christ came to us through her. We can go back to him through her. She's really this neck or conduit through which we can get back to the Trinity. And being mindful of that makes it even easier to sort of wrap our mind around what her role is and how it is that she can help us.
Well, and that's point one. And the second point about the anti-Mary is we do live among anti-Marys. Not only anti-Marys, they're anti-women. You know, so you mentioned Cecile Richards, and you also mentioned mm-hmm. this story, and I almost threw up when I read the Glamour magazine story. And by the by, if you want to really get agitated about this, look at, and you can, I can't remember where somebody sent this to me, but I read it on the show. Look at who the target audience of Glamour magazine is. 13 to 17-year-old girls who are being instructed in this magazine on how to murder their soon-to-be-born children with do-it-yourself-at-home abortions. Not only is this not medically safe, but this is being promulgated to teenagers, and parents are just either not aware or don't care or maybe misinformed. But that's not only anti-Mary to me. That's just anti-woman.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And the Glamour article actually, as a friend of mine made the point at the Federalist, actually pointed out that they're actually suggesting that you should get some of these medications off the black market. So much for safe and legal. It's just mind-blowing what's out there. And I've been doing a lot of research on this as far as this idea of anti-Mary and what, am I on to something? Am I right about this? Are we living among some anti-Marys? And the evidence is just overwhelming and sickening. I mean, it's one of these things I have to take in small doses because it's just awful how much is actually out there that is, so repulsive just even to any kind of human nature.